Police are reviewing their policy on not chasing fleeing drivers. For the past couple of years, Andrew Costa has prevented his officers from chasing to discourage high-speed pursuits in all but the most extreme cases. But since, there's been an increase in people running from the cops. Road safety campaigner Clive Matthew Wilson is with me right now. Hi, Clive.
Good afternoon.
You don't support it going back to the way it was?
Well, no. I mean, it's just more dead bodies.
Is there a middle ground?
Sorry, there's a major Auckland comedian that I talked to about this once, and he said that he spent his adolescence driving around South Auckland in stolen cars, and I asked him what would have stopped him. I was really interested, and he said nothing. We were having too much fun.
Yeah.
You know, so if you think these guys are suddenly going to stop and start thinking clearly merely because there's consequences at the end of it, no. These guys are not thinking now. I mean, you know, they're stealing cars from people like you and me. They're, you know, ram raiding shops, you know, flashing light in the rear vision mirror, and they take off in a wave of smoke. I mean, and it's a really frightening situation, and we, you know, the best evidence from all over the world suggests that when you pursue, they drive faster and harder and think even less than they do normally.
Okay, Clive, you don't want it to go back to the way it was, but it can't stay the way it is. So is there a
Absolutely.
Middle ground?
Well, I think one of the things that these kids would fear more than anything else is not a beating. They often grow up in houses where they get beaten. That's just normal for them. But what they fear most is silence. I think that if they spent 24 hours in a police cell with no other criminals, but maybe a cop to stop them self-harming or banging their heads against the wall or something like that, they would fear that most of all.
Yeah, but Clive, you have to catch them first. So how do you catch them?
Yeah, but it's a myth, according to the FBI, and the FBI are generally well-trusted, that more people get away. I think there's certainly been an increase in guys, young idiots running around and behaving irresponsibly in unbelievably reckless ways in cars that they own or have stolen. That is absolutely true. Whether that means that that's the result of the police not actively chasing, because it doesn't mean they're not going to get them. It just means that they're not going to chase them till someone hits a lamppost and innocent people are killed. What it does mean is they've got to put a lot more work into looking at the camera footage, getting a helicopter.
Yeah, but Clive, the cops themselves say since they don't chase anymore, that there's a decrease in the number of these people that they're actually identifying. They don't know who they are.
Well, again, that's a matter. You look at the person that those people that stabbed that poor bastard that was in the dairy in the yeah. They found them quick enough. It's a question of how much effort you put in. Obviously, that was a very serious crime and required that level of commitment. But it's not that it can't be done, but it requires a lot more effort than the police
I take what you're saying.
Rather be putting
Clive,
in.
Clive, thank you for that. Clive Matthew Wilson, Road Safety Campaigner.